This next song came from, it's not a holiday song, but it was actually written on Christmas morning. It was written in the wee hours of Christmas morning. This particular Christmas morning, I was doing some of that, some assembly required stuff that dads will end up doing sometimes on Christmas morning. And I found out at about 2:33 in the morning that I needed some D batteries that I had not been warned about. Went out on somewhat of a scavenger hunt in North Alabama at that particular time of the day. That time of the year, I don't recommend it. But I did wrestle down some D batteries at some point, and I got back to the house and finished my some assembly required, and I got the bells ringing and the whistles whistling and the lights flashing like they were supposed to, and started feeling a little bit good about myself. And there was about 90 minutes left before my lovely McAnally daughters were going to wake up and check what was under the tree. And I decided, I wasn't really that sleepy, I decided to do what we in the Coral Reefer Band called shoot on through. Because I wanted to be there when they looked under the tree. So I had 90 minutes to entertain myself. And I went and sat out on the porch, and it was a fairly pleasant evening. And I wrote this song, thinking about family, how much my family and going backwards in Mississippi means to me every day of my life, and how much my family going forward and my daughters and wherever they wind up in the world and whatever we all collectively do, how much that means too. I got a nice picture of that. Oh, thank you. Don't make me cry before I get to the pitiful part. I just said something I've never said in my life on the radio. That's funny, kind of fun. All right. As many times as I tell this story, I never said that before. Anyway. But I love this song, and I put it on one of my unintentional collector's item CDs, and it sat there for 21 years. Not necessarily like fine wine sits there for 20 years. It just sat there for 21 years. And I got a telephone call after that time period from my buddy Kenny Chesney. This is a little more name dropping, for which I apologize. But Kenny says, "What are you doing tomorrow, Mac?" And I said, "Nothing," because I'm honest like that. And he said, "Can you come to the studio?" I said, "Yes, sir, I can. What are we going to do?" He said, "Well, we're going to cut one of your songs, and I don't care which one." That's pretty darn cool. Nobody'd ever said that to me before. And so I started thinking about how cool that was. And I started thinking maybe I'm a bigger deal than I thought I was. No. Well, you folks can't be right about everything, but but anyway, I got up the next day and I went to the studio, and I'm feeling pretty good about everything and thinking it's probably going to be a pretty big deal. You know, Kenny's cutting a song of mine. He doesn't care which one. And thinking there may be a camera crew, but surely a big old band in there, and I'm going to get all kinds of aggrandizement. And I walked in there looking for the camera crew, and it was just Kenny and his engineer and him. Sitting on a wooden box just like he is right now. He was already ready no matter what it was. No, he didn't know which song. He was ready. The wooden box was all he needed either way. And, you know, I got to say, there's never been a time that I see this guy sitting on a wooden box that's not a good thing. It's always a good thing. I got to tell you that. But this one day, I was just the least little bit disappointed, you know, because I was thinking, you know, Kenny said, "Mac, what do you want to do? What do you want to sing? I know a whole bunch of your songs." I said, "It doesn't matter to me, Kenny. I know a whole bunch of my songs, too." He said, "Well, I don't have any children of my own yet, but if and when I do, I want to tell my children what you told your children in that song down the road. Why don't we do that? You sing the second verse, we'll make it a duet, and that's all she wrote. We played it 3 times in the studio. Just Eric on his wooden box and Kenny and me on 2 guitars and swap verses. And 45 minutes later, I'm backing out of the studio driveway thinking to myself, that sounded kind of good. I think if it didn't have me on it, it might be a hit, you know. And turns out I underestimated Kenny. He was big enough that he drug me all the way up the charts like an ankle weight or something. We had a number 1 record. We got a Grammy nomination. We got to sing it at Lambeau Field and all these NFL stadiums. It's on. And all of that is wonderful. In the context of all of those blessings, I got to tell you that my favorite thing about this song is still the way that I felt right before the sun came up on Christmas morning, knowing that I had a really good picture of what matters. This is called Down the Road.